que no Walker and speaking.
I'm sorry, is Renee in?
It's Renee.
Hey, Renee, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, how are they?
Hey, I'm well. I'm with the underwriting department over here. It looks like your file just got passed along to us. I needed to give you a little quality control call here to make sure we're all on the same page. Did you have a couple minutes to talk?
Sure. You mean Bancor?
I'm sorry?
Where from? Bancor, you say?
Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so bear with me here. I'm going to be confirming a few things that we have on file, and then just a couple quick questions for you before we move this along. So I have as far as the ownership of the business goes, are you the 100% owner?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. And then how long have you been in business?
Since 1997.
Okay. All right. And then my file here shows that your gross annual sales from last year was about $533,000. Does that sound right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Do you happen to know what you did for your gross sales in 2014?
In 2014, it was 137, so 177, 163, something like that.
Okay, all right. So went through some growth. Do you know what you're tracking to do this year?
This year we're almost millions. Because we're working almost 80, 84 monthly, between 70 and 84.
All right, nice. And what do you attribute to that growth?
Excuse me?
Why are you growing so much? What's causing that growth?
The growth that I use it, in order to pay the employee or pay the expenses, it's an operational cost. Because we do home delivery meal to the patient, it's a cost, merchandising all that. Then we have a service of pest control, we have a service of home making companion. We work in the health area department since that time, since 1997, with the state authority and also with the federal government.
Okay. Okay, all right, nice. Now, it looks like you've
been
working...
The reason why I want the money is because I want to spend, I want to go over, $130 a month, and that's what I need a new place, and that's what I need the money.
Okay, sure.
So
it looks like my notes here show you're looking for about $75,000, is that right?
It would be, or it can be 80, or depends. Because the money is there, but what I need is a long term in order to pay back to you. I don't want to be a stranger either.
Okay, looking for a longer term. Now, give me a range here. What's the minimum amount that you could start with, and what's the maximum amount that would make sense for you?
Well, first, I want to hear from you because I had to work. Remember, it's a daily pay over here as a vendor or that. And I cannot be. I'm ready to be paid back to you a lot of money because then otherwise I'm going to be going to the court and I don't want that. I want something that I will be able to make a business with you and then you be able to make a business with me.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're looking to do here. Now, as far as getting you an approval, my notes here say that we want to shoot for $75,000. Now, is that the lowest amount or is that the highest? Can you give me a range? If I, give me something to work with. Would $50,000 still make sense?
Wait a second. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Hey, Wilbur, come in here. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay. According to what you have there, it would be possible to give me $80,000.
Okay. Well, see, I'm not sure. I don't know exactly.
And what would be the range by paid back to you monthly, weekly, or every 15 days? That's what I want to know exactly how you work.
Sure. Okay. So hold on.
To recover your money back to you.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. We're not at that point yet. Where we are is your file just got submitted over to underwriting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries. So what we're doing now is I want to figure out exactly.
I'm sorry. Let me
help
myself. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Really, what I want to do is...
I have too many things in my mind.
What I want to do is figure out which program to apply to submit you for. So I need to know a range of, you know, I understand we want to shoot for 75,000, but a lot of times the approvals will come back for different amounts. So I need to know a minimum amount that would work for you and a maximum. If I can get you approved for 50,000, would that make sense? If I can get you approved for 150,000, would that make sense? So give me a ballpark range.
150,000, I think it would be too much. Thing I have to wait back to you. Okay, if I'm looking at something between 80,000 and 100,000.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I can work on that.
It's not what I'm looking. You know, if then the second part that you're going to explain to me, how can I pay back to you, and if I can afford it.
Absolutely. Now, do you have an idea of what type of term you are looking for?
I need something longer.
Okay. Okay, so what I'll do...
In order, sir, to be able to pay back to you correctly without any kind of problem, according to the money that I've been receiving, and then, you know, I have to pay the employee all the funds over here, the operational costs,
sure.
And then have the money, your money ready weekly or whatever.
Okay, all right. So what I will do is I'm going to shoot to get you approved for something around 80 to 100,000, and I will shoot for the longest term possible as well, and then we can kind of work backwards from there to see what makes sense as far as an amount and what the payback would look like. Now,
that would be great.
How soon were you looking to get the funds in place?
As soon as you can, because I need it right now, you know, immediately in order to start it, because I already saw the place the other day, and I need to license, you know, I need a lot of things. I mean, I need to use the money, a lot of things, in order to contract the whole future.
Okay. Well, I should be able, I mean, just to give some feedback for you, I should be able to have an answer as far as what we qualify for in the terms by tomorrow. Now, have you gone to your bank to see if they have anything for you there?
No, not really. Not really.
No, okay.
Today the bank is totally different. And, 2008,
yeah.
Everything is different, so that's why.
Absolutely, okay. Now, I'm looking at the credit report. I see a few inquiries from a couple different companies. Looks like last week. Looks like First Merchant Funding, Yellowstone, and Snap Advance. So have you gotten some feedback as to what you're looking for from these guys?
Well, being honest, yeah, I tried to check it, you know, because I need the money. So what I'm doing is arising to try to find out a company that I can be able to work with and the company work with me.
Sure. Okay,
so.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You're the first one that is calling me now.
Okay, now have you received any offers?
I received one. The way, I don't know the name, and they asked for the money, you know, it's high. I said, no, guy, see you next year, because I cannot work like that with you. Short term, it doesn't work to me.
Okay, so it was just too short, and the payments were going to be too much for you?
No, of course, no. Remember, this is a job work with the government, so.
Yeah.
I do not steal money from the tree, nothing like that.
Sure. Okay.
You know, every year I have a background checking, screening. You know, we need to be in line all the time.
And oh, yeah,
I've been
absolutely.
Doing this
absolutely.
For 20 years, and I'm proud.
Yeah.
All that I do is to leave a service to the patient in the place of living.
Okay. Now, have you, you know, as you've been applying places, the type of feedback they have been giving you, have you been getting approved for the amount that you're looking for? But it's just been on a shorter term?
Well, not really yet, but you know, they are working on it. Say, what?
Oh, so well, you're still...
The first company, yes, but they wanted to take it too much money from me. I said, no, forget it.
Okay. All right. It's just nice to know what kind of feedback you've been getting so far. I'm looking at the file right now, and there are a few issues with it that we're going to have to work through. Obviously, I know you're aware there's the recent bankruptcy on there is going to limit some of our options, but I'm still going to have a few programs available to you. Now, let me see. Okay, and another question I have for you, Renee, the name of the business, right? Is it Wakey and Soul?
No, T-H-E, W-A-K-I-A-N-D-S-O-L of Miami Cove.
Okay, now I'm looking at the tax return, and it looks like they spell it differently on the tax return. Are you aware of that?
not really moving my account, but the tax ID is the same. It's just a working for Miami Court.
Okay. I just want to
know. That's not the word about it.
Okay. No problem. All right.
650-718-302 for 20 years.
Okay, got it. I just wanted to confirm that. All right, so I got a pretty clear picture of what we want to shoot for. We're going to go for, you know, 80 to 100,000. I'm going to try to get you the longest term possible, and we'll work backwards from there. I'm going to go ahead and give the green light on the file to push it forward for an approval, and then we will have Julian reach back out to you tomorrow with some initial feedback.
Oh, you're the guy from Julian, my good friend Julian Martinez.
Yes.
His father, I think, is from Spain, something like that. He's a good professional person.
No, he's great.
Let me write. Wait a second. Before we hang up. Because I have too many paperwork over here on my desk.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hold on a second. I'm getting crazy over here. Okay. You are on the writer, right?
Yes. Yes, so we're going to submit your file right now, and then we should know what sort of approval we're looking at by tomorrow.
Okay, and your name is?
My name is Sam.
Sam?
Yes.
S-A-M?
Yes, that's it.
Nice to be talking to you, Sam. So in this case, I've been waiting for a call from you.
Yes, absolutely. It was a pleasure meeting you as well, Renee.
Okay, so I'd like to make between 80 and 100, and I think that one will be enough for me in order to do exactly what I need to do.
Okay.
Because the thinking about it, 70 is a little short. If you can between 80 and 100, I think it would be great, because the thing after would be the interest that you place on it.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we forgot about the interest. I mean, your interest. And then I had to figure out exactly monthly how much I had to pay you. You know, I'm a pretty professional, a decent person on this matter, and that's the only way we have in order to work as a business.
Sure. Okay. Well, what I will do is, I'll have all of the details for you tomorrow, and we can walk through it and let you know exactly what we're looking at as far as the term and the interest goes.
Mr. Shan, question before you hang out the phone. I know you're so busy over there. I have it okay for you tomorrow with the cost. After that, how long will we take in order to be able to receive? Okay, don't do that, will you please? Come on, don't do that, please. You look at my boy. He's my dog.
If everything looks good tomorrow, we would be able to fund you by the end of the week.
I mean, the money placed in my bank will be the end of the week or about the big.
We could have it there by Friday if everything works out.
Yeah, because, you know, I have to set up everything. And what I'm going to do after tomorrow, I'm going to go over the places that I'm looking for to set up everything, because I need to count with what company. So having a call from you, then I stop everything around me, because I don't want to be fooling around and also holding my credit every time that they check over there.
Absolutely, yeah. You want to avoid that, yeah.
Okay, guys, I'll be waiting for you tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot.
Have a beautiful afternoon over there. And say hello to Julian.
You do the same. I will. All right. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.